right. And
Anita,
I know. Hi, it's Anita. This is Rambles, and I know I've done it again. Gosh, I swear I need to be better at this after over a year. And I thank you so much for listening this whole year of ups and downs and name changes and awkwardness. I really appreciate it. I mean, I can think of a million other things you can listen to, but the fact that you're taking the time to listen to my show really means a lot to me. Today's episode is titled, It's Never the Femur, It's Always the Phalange. And I know phalange is technically not the name of a phylax. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. So we need to practice on it. But for those who don't know, phalanges are your finger bones and your toe bones. Why did I name my show about bones that involve fingers and toes? And what does that have to do with a butt bone? The point is, it's never the big things. The femur is the largest, it's the butt bone. It's the largest bone in the body. It's the small things that can add up. Originally, I came up with this topic about, because I was thinking about lies, so that I did the sociopath, Cajun King, and episodes of CSI. It was never the big thing that tripped up the murder victims. Like, they would clean the whole crime scene area, dispose of the body, blah, blah, and a hair follicle. Something that small. Or a piece of skin in the nails. A minute piece of skin completely ruined all that work. It's like, what? You're going to jail or something so small. Or when Cajun King would lie, it's like, you lie, you got everything else right, but the little tiny detail just completely screwed up everything. But I decided to not do a 15-minute rant about that because I realized over the past week that it can be other things that this approach can count to. Relationships, not just lies, but remembering the little things about your partner or that millions, that thousands and one time, you know, you've forgiven that person 1,000 times, and they finally, that thousands and one time, and it's like, I can't do it. But what about all the big, I am tired. I have done this 1,000, this small act, and I can remember having a job, and I'm like, I went through hell. It was hell. I would cry. I'm so thankful my friends would listen to me complain and bitch and moan about it. And looking back, I'm like, what the hell? They messed up my paycheck, and I cried. I got to the point where I ended up going to a doctor and having Novocaine put in places that it really should not be in. Those were the big things. Those were the proverbial femurs. And finally, it was one little thing, and I'm like, I'm done. But no, I am done. I cannot take this crap, this fuckery of life. No, I'm done. I have cried over spilled milk, literally. I have broken down over, and it's like, why are you crying over spilled milk? You always hear that. Why are you crying over? Because I didn't cry over all the big shit. That's it. I had to hold it together for the big stuff to the point where that thousandth and one little thing hit, and I am emotionally devastated. Why do people do that? Why do they let it get to the point where a phalange will cause everything to follow? And I'm not saying phalanges don't have value, literally, because I like my fingers and I like my toes. I need to get my toes done. And I like my femur because I like sitting sometimes, a lot of times. And it has its function, but that little thing can completely destroy it, and you don't think it because it's so little. So you take it for granted. That's the thing. You can't take it for granted. And when that little thing hits, it hits the hardest because you don't have the energy after dealing with it to take care of it. You don't think about it. It's non-issue. Like, going back to when the guy lies, and it's like he's thinking about the who, what, when, where, how, the 5 rules of journalism, but you didn't think of the little detail of remembering it. the who, what, when, where. You can maintain it. Or other cases, the hair follicle, you didn't think your hair shed. Or even if you shave it all off, and yes, there was an episode of CSI where the guy did shave off, but it was still a little thing that messed him up. The little things do matter. They will make all the difference. I mean, it can be the difference between A and an A+, and in the grand scheme of things, when you're looking at your long-term records, maybe to get credit for, like, an increase in your allowance, you could negotiate better. It's like that hundredth millionth of a point in fractions, third, third, third. One of those thirds needs this, like, zillionth of a point to get over to be the majority. People don't really think about it because it's so small, but those so small things can make or break. They are the missing piece. That's phalange. Put the phalange in. Make sure the phalange doesn't break. Take care of it. They are all connected. Just like in the body, you know. Butt bone, yeah, hands, fingers. They're all connected to you as a whole. So take care of them the same way. So I can think of other examples of my phalange issues. And that small thing, I mean, people don't get it. And the spilled milk is like, I was debating moving and burnout. Well, I wasn't really burnt. Well, I was just stressed. And I was walking into my apartment, talking to one of my friends, and a gallon of milk spilled, busted, and I just went off. And she was like, I will call you back later. It's milk. It will be like, no. This is a metaphor for all of this little act. It's a metaphor of everything else in my life at this one moment. Didn't think about it. And I was like, okay, I've had enough. And I just really upset over. And when you're upset about the little things, people are like, is it going back to this? They're like, it's the little, just, you know, don't cry over something that small. But it means something to me. My feelings. Feelings are completely and totally subjective, because they are influenced by all of, and these are just my opinions. I mean, I can understand if you have a different opinion, and I respect it. And if you would like to co-host or chime in, my number, well, the guest call-in number is 213-943-3495, and you can express it, or if you'd like to email different opinions, you know, my link is blogtalkradio.com/AnitaCA. I would love to read your opinions on the air during the next episode, or currently during this episode, because I'm looking at my screen. But those little things will drive you bonkers. They're so important, and they so reflect everything else that is going on in the world. And it's almost like they're condensed. Like the femur is really wide and space and spacious and everything, but the flint is compressed. Everything is compressed into this one little thing, and then when it goes wrong, it explodes. It causes a massive amount of collateral damage. It is boom for your buck. It is metaphorically a boom. Like there's this little hypothetical ball bomb that was the size of a baseball, and in theory, it could do more damage than Hiroshima, so, during World War II. In theory, it's like, well, how can something so small, because it is so concentrated in this little phalanx. See, I used the correct term for a phalange. Yay! So, yes, it is condensed into that phalange. It exploded in that phalange. Felix, phalange, whatever you want to call it. I prefer the face. I'm like, I don't, because it rhymes. It made better sense when I titled it. But it's a reflection of everything going on And you have to take care to make sure that it doesn't ruin it. And I know it's hard because it's like you're juggling a million and one forks and plates and everything. And it's like, how do I juggle 100 million things? Sometimes you know when that little thing needs to be taken care of. And sometimes that little thing will hit you. It's like a feather on top of an elephant. But it happens. And you try to hide from it because, and maybe you don't try to hide, but it happens. And it, that little thing will cause so much to happen. And it's just not the big things. I mean, even going back to relationships, you know, a million things. It's like, if you cheat, that's a big thing. But a woman may want to get, have dealt with the big thing so much that she's ready to file for a divorce because he put the forks the wrong way in the dishwasher. And it's like, what? Yes, that was that thousandth and one time. Or like Joan Crawford with the wire hangers. She's already had a bad day. She's on edge, and she sees that and goes like, that shit beats her daughter crazy. And it's like, that act, that little act was the cattle. And I'm not saying she's right. I've seen the movie, and frankly, I think she was a sociopath. And I'm not just tossing that around. But everybody has that breaking point. And as people, you have to learn what your breaking point is. I appreciate, you know, my thought process going in a million different ways, and for you as a listener to continue to listen in. But, yeah, just everybody has that point. And you don't know till it's there, but when it happens, don't act surprised when the phalange breaking causes carnage. It's like, okay, yeah, it should have happened 1,000 times before. Yeah, you're right. It should have. Should have, would have, could have, should. It happened. So now that the phalange has ruined it, what's going to be done? How do you fix it once the phalange has ruined everything? Do you go back and tape it up? Do you leave it broken? Do you ask? Most important thing is once the phalange moment has happened, it's not bad. I wouldn't say it's bad. At the time, it sucks. It does. It's like you want to curl up in a corner and listen to Stuck in a Moment, which I love you too. How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. That CD got me through a lot of hard moments in my life, and I've had moments where I just got my 90-second warning, but I had moments where the only thing I wanted to do was curl up in a ball and listen to that over and over. So I was like, okay, the phalange happened. I accept the consequences of what that phalange respect, of what that phalange moment represented. And now I have to move on. That phalange gave me the chance to reflect. Do I want to stay? Do I want to go? I'm sick and tired of it. And I have to take a step out of to make sure I know when the phalange is about to hit. Or, okay, when I'm about to eat the phalange and choke. That sounds much better because, let's face it, I mean, it's like choking on a chicken bone, you know. You can at least sort of react to being hit in the face with a femur, like a horse femur. Like, oh, okay, fight or flight, you know, you have that second reflex. But when you put the phalange on, you probably can't. Anyway, my show is almost over. Thank you for being okay with me being a few seconds late. This is Rambles. I'm Anita. I didn't have an underwriting project today, but I appreciate all my friends who allow me the chance to underwrite for them. And I will have another episode on my birthday of all things. Yay! So anyway, hope you tune in next time. Okay. Bye.